Hey, a pleasure to have Kelly Crum join us from Jackson College. She has essentially taken the reins from Lee Hampton in the diversity division, right?
Correct.
Kelly?
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
I missed you.
Yeah.
Haven't
well,
seen you
I'm
since.
I'm here every day. Stop by anytime.
Oh, it's so great to see you, Greg. Thank you for allowing us to be here today.
And Monica Pierce is here.
Yes.
Principal at Jackson High.
Absolutely.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am doing well, thank you. It's cold outside.
Well, thanks for that weather forecast.
Right.
So what's going on, Kelly?
So thanks for having me here once again. Jackson College will be hosting our 2022 Martin Luther King Jr. dinner celebration in person. You know, last year we were virtual.
Right.
So we're excited to see people come back to our campus. This year, the theme is purpose, commitment, and justice. And I am so excited. Our keynote this year is Paula Autry. I'm sure you know Paula.
Yeah.
So Paula is a senior vice president, chief operating officer at Henry Ford Health System. She's also the president and CEO of Henry Ford Allegiance Health.
Notre Dame grad.
Yes.
Yeah. She was here about 6 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. I missed that. I got to go back and rewind and watch
yeah,
that.
There you go.
And then sitting next to me is our 2022 MLK Medal of Service Award winner, Mrs. Monica Pierce. She's the principal. Yeah, yeah. Woo, woo. Hey. For instruction at Jackson High School. And we are excited to honor Monica. Of course, there's been trailblazers before Monica. Last year was Benny Poole. The year before that was Arlene Robinson. But this year, it goes to Monica Pierce.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Monica, how are you feeling about that award?
I am excited, and it's an honor just to be recognized in our community.
So talk about your career, Monica.
My career began in Ann Arbor, actually, with teaching. And then I moved to Jackson High School, where I taught English for 10 years. And next step was an associate principal at the middle school at Parkside before shifting back to Jackson High School in the associate role in 2014, where I remained until I moved into the principal for instruction position in 2019.
So how did you end up back here in Jackson?
There was a position that was posted. I never moved from Jackson.
Okay.
So I always lived here and just did that commute to Ann Arbor,
mm-hmm.
which was, it had pros and cons.
It's a pain in the,
right.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Yes, and the wintertime was the worst.
I want to hear the pros. What, the gas prices?
No, right. There were a few. It was my first teaching job, though, so I was excited about it.
Sure.
The diversity in Ann Arbor at Clegg Middle School. So it was very similar when I came to Jackson High, the diversity of the student body and my passion for teaching and just helping students just remained from that job until now. So
now you see why she's a MLK Medal Service Award winner.
Yeah. She's devoted a lot of time to the, really, the kids of the community.
Absolutely. Very well respected in the community. So we're just honored. Also on that night, we will have Brandon Marcel, flutist, that will be performing throughout. Of course, welcome from our very own president, Dr. Dan Phelan. And it will just be a night of celebration. It'll be great to see people again on the campus. And of course, we have limited seating due to COVID. It will be in the field house. We have sponsorship forms for those who would like to sponsor or maybe youth sponsor. We're always looking for youth sponsorship so that students from Jackson High School, Parkside, and other schools that can come and celebrate Dr. King. So if they people would like to get in contact with our office, they can call 796-8600, and we will be able to assist them with tickets for the event. Tickets are $35 for adults and $25 for seniors and youth. You coming?
I would love to
see
Greg
there.
I was there
for the Arlene Robinson induction that night, and it is very well put together
mm-hmm.
program.
Thank you. Thank you. We work really hard in one of our big events at the college. So our board of trustees will be there as well. So be a great night.
So how do people get tickets, or should they get them early? Or?
Yes. We want to get them early due to limited seating. So, again, they can call 796-8600 for tickets. Don't wait to the last minute, because I know we will sell out due to Paula, Monica, and Brandon being there. So
get your
tickets early. It'll be a great night. Great food.
Yeah,
we always have good food.
Yes. It's a very nice event.
What's on the menu?
Can't tell you till you get there.
Okay.
That'll draw people in.
The mystery meal.
A surprise. Right. And of course, you'll get a chance to see our Men of Merit and Sisters of Strength, staple in the community. Those students, you know, they're doing the best they can with, you know, COVID. So we definitely want to hear what they have to say and how they honor Dr. King. And of course, our Parkside and Jackson High students will be there as well.
You had a fantastic speech that night, as I recall, with Kari Willis.
The one and only.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're planning all the events now, right?
I am.
Yeah.
My office is in.
You've got to be busy.
I am, of course.
She's a great event planner, though.
My office is amazing. The people that I work with, they're doing a great job of helping me put this all together. I'm not doing this by myself, of course. It's a team of us, and everyone at the college is very supportive of our events that we put on. So, yeah, I'm at the helm now, and I'm doing the best that I can.
So Lee has left, but he never leaves. I mean, he's always around, right?
Yeah.
Reach out to?
Absolutely, yeah. Lee Hampton is, of course, one of my great mentors, and we still have conversations. So I wouldn't be here without Lee Hampton, no doubt about it. He's definitely paved the way for me and made sure that I listened and paid attention. You know, he's doing big things at his church as a pastor there, so he's still in the community.
So, Monica, for you, kind of a dream come true type evening?
Yes. I've been to these events and seen people honored, and there's so much work that we do in the community, and especially in education, that we do for our young people that just is natural to us because it's what is best practice and what's best for our students. So never would I imagine that I would be honored with an award for doing what I feel is what I'm supposed to do, but it is definitely an honor and a privilege that I will be honored that evening.
So how has the battle been against COVID?
It's been pretty tough on our students and staff. It's a continuing issue that we work with every day in terms of engagement with our students and trying to give them the best education that we can in terms of what they're looking for also, because school is not just for them academic, it's also social. And there are so many social things that we still can't do like we did before. So that adjustment is something that they're not accepting very well, but we try again to make create opportunities for them to enjoy the social part of school. So
I got a tour of the new, we'll call it a swimming pool.
Absolutely.
Is that amazing?
It is wonderful. Have you been in?
In the water?
Yes.
No, I walked around it.
Oh, you have to go in. So the rec department has days where you can do water aerobics in the evening. So you have to get in there. It's wonderful. The pool. The whole facility. They did a great job.
Yeah.
They did a really good job.
So what's the date again, Kelly?
So the date is January 15th.
Okay.
So a little over 4 weeks on a Saturday. Starts at 5:30 p.m.
Now, usually you have some other events.
Yeah, so
MLK-related events, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. So the day of Martin Luther King, we will have a panel that will be facilitated by our mayor, Daniel Mahoney, who also works at the college.
Okay.
So we'll have more information about that coming forth. The title of that is When You See Us. When You See Us is a theme for that panel.
Okay.
So that will be great. That'll start at 2 p.m. in our community rooms at Jackson College in Burt Walker Hall.
So again, if you want tickets,
If you want tickets, hurry. Time is going very, very, very quickly. And the number again is 796-8600.
Kelly, thanks for coming out.
Anytime.
Monica, thank you.
Thank you.
Great work at Jackson High.